Pakistan's Telecommunication Authority, the PTA, shot to fame this past weekend after its actions inadvertently caused a total shutdown of YouTube. Oops. PTA says it was trying to block a video featuring disparaging remarks about Islam by Geert Wilders, a Dutch filmmaker. But through a series of routing mishaps, which are too complicated to explain here, the block ended up disrupting YouTube across the globe. Here to talk to us about what happened is Pakistani blogger Awab Alvi. He's talking to us on the phone from Karachi, Pakistan. Hi, Awab.
Hi there.
So the PTA said the Geert Wilders video, a trailer for his next film, was so incendiary it could cause riots. What is it, actually? Is it a documentary? Is it a trailer for a fictional feature film? And what are they saying?
Oh, it's a cartoon type of a movie where they depict a pig as well as a dog, and it kind of degrades the religion of Islam. And in fact, when I try to even recall it, I just don't want to. I mean, I feel offended that mm-hmm. Geert Wilders did that. But he has something to say, I have something to say, but we might not agree, but he has a point of view also.
So do you think that the PTA should have blocked it?
I think definitely it should not be seen, but blocking it is something which in the World Wide Web you just can't do. And I think PTA took matters into their own hands and went a little overboard in trying to enforce their sense of value or their sense of right or wrong onto us Pakistanis, and then unluckily onto the world as in later stages where YouTube went down all over the world.
Now, Awab, I understand that fewer than 5% of Pakistani households are online. So how big of an impact do you think it would have had anyway if it were able to be shown?
Oh, nothing. You're quite right. Less than 5% are online. The thing that what happened is, as far as the PTA is concerned, they thought they might spark some violence, and one religious party, fanatic fundamentalist party, went ahead and held a street protest, and somehow they kind of jumped the gun and ended up blocking the entire site.
There's some suspicion that the Musharraf government blocked access to YouTube, even though, you know, fewer than 5% of Pakistani households are online. He blocked the access because there have been a number of anti-Musharraf videos posted there in recent weeks, including some accusing him of election rigging. What do you think about that theory, Awab?
Well, I in fact was one of the few who initially believed it. Geert Wilders' video has been online for about a month and a half. It's not been new. And all of a sudden, two days after elections, a video surfaced on a lot of mailing lists that are showing actual rigging going on, where a polling agent was stamping 8 or 9 forms and stuffing them in the ballot boxes. We assumed if the next day the entire YouTube goes down, there was something up fishy. And I would just leave that to speculation, but I'm sure the government took haste in blocking something which was accusing them also.
Right, but it's also worth pointing out that I guess there are lots of anti-Islam postings on sites like Wikipedia, and the government has not shut them down, right?
Definitely. I mean, Wikipedia has the cartoon still on there, and they've not blocked it. In fact, I would go back a little bit and say that about in 2006, they did block Wikipedia after the cartoons controversy that happened, and they blocked Wikipedia for barely about 8 hours, if I can recall correctly. And in that 8 hours, they suddenly realized if they block Wikipedia, it's going to blow up on their face, and they were wise enough to withdraw that.
What's been the reaction to the YouTube shutdown in Pakistan and in the Pakistani blogosphere? Are people talking about it?
Oh, disgust. I think the reaction is basically, why should the PTA govern what we see? We all generally agree that this video should not have been posted online, but as I said, I can't enforce my sense of values to Wilders' values, and it's a free world, and we all live in that.
But what do you think this recent action tells us about censorship in Pakistan?
Oh, censorship is an ongoing battle with Pakistan. I think right now we are blocking already a couple of Indian websites, Indian news websites, which are not allowed to be seen here. So we do face some sort of censorship, but when it hits a big site like YouTube, we hear a lot in the news. But when it's an Indian site, which people in Pakistan don't frequent often, then you kind of miss out on that.
Do you think that the small but perhaps growing number of bloggers like you in Pakistan are going to have an effect on censorship?
I hope so. I might be wishful thinking to imagine that we will make an impact. As you said, there's a 5% population already online, and of that, when you start saying there's a small percentage of bloggers, yes, we can make a ruckus, but if it's going to actually impact their decision, I don't think so. I think this YouTube censorship went just because accidentally it propagated to the world, and the entire world could not see YouTube for 2 hours. But if that had not happened, I don't think the Ministry of Information and Technology would have ever thought about unblocking it 2 days down the road.
Is YouTube back up right now?
It is. As of yesterday, it is back up.
And finally, Awab, aren't you a dentist?
I sure am an orthodontist. I graduated from St. Louis University and practicing in Pakistan for about the past 5 years.
So where do you find the time to cover all things Pakistani in between, you know, creating braces and you know, surveying molars?
After I get done from my work, I sometimes have something to discuss, so I blog about it. So I think it's generally a simple hobby that has caught on.
Awab, yes or no, do you floss every single day?
I sure do, and I would advise people to brush twice a day also. I mean, that's a classical statement that a dentist would give. Yes, I do.
Awab, thank you so much for talking with us.
No problem.
We've been talking to Dr. Awab Alvi, who goes under the blog name Teeth Maestro. If you want to learn more about this story, go to our blog at morefairgame.org.